Hello and welcome to the Book Launch Show. I'm your host, Tim Grawl, and I have been working with authors to help them build their platforms and launch best-selling books for over 8 years. I've launched dozens of best-selling books. They've gone as high as number one on the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post bestseller lists. I've also worked with authors just getting their first books off the ground and out into the world. I've created this show to share the strategies and tactics I'm learning along the way. So today I want to talk about email lists. So we, in the early episodes, I talked a lot about the basic things you have to think about when it comes to book launch. And then the last few episodes, I've been talking a lot more about your author platform. So an author platform is obviously not specific to a launch. A launch uses the author platform, which is why I think it's important that we look at how you can build your author platform. So a few episodes, I introduced you to my book, Your First 1,000 Copies, and the framework I bring to every author platform discussion of permission, content, and outreach. Last episode, I talked about social media and why it is not a permission asset and how you can reliably use social media without wasting huge amounts of time, effort, and often money. So in this episode, I want to talk about your email list, how to get it set up, who I recommend, and how to start getting those initial subscribers. So let me just stop here and talk about what an email list is, because sometimes I get that question. So if you think about your email account, right? So if you have a Gmail account or a Hotmail account or whatever, you log in and you can write an email and you send it to somebody else and you put in their email address. So if you send me an email, you send me an email at, you know, tim.grawl@gmail.com, and that shows up in my inbox, and that's great. Well, what an email list is a way to email a bunch of people at the same time. If you think about it, it's almost like this giant BCC, right? So if you blind carbon copy somebody on your email, then they will get the email but won't see all of the other people that have been blind carbon copied. And so, but you can't just, and I've seen a lot of people try to do this, they'll build their email list. Well, they'll get like 300 people and they'll just copy and paste all those email addresses into the BCC field inside of Gmail or whatever, and then just like blast out this email. So there's a lot of problems with that. One basically is that it's breaking the law, right? So there's this thing called the Canned Spam Act. And if you Google that, you can see what it's about. But there's some rules around sending emails out to people, especially solicitation emails. And so you want to make sure that you're following those rules. The other is that it just doesn't work that well. They'll get marked as spam and they'll start getting blocked pretty quickly. And so what an email list provider is, ELP, is it's a service that is built specifically to let you build up an email list of people that you can email whenever you want. And so I'm going to recommend one in just a minute, but there's lots of versions out there, and you probably get emails like this all the time. If you've ever signed up for any kind of email list, so whether you're getting them from a store or promotions from like your local yoga studio or whatever it is, if you're getting email promotions, they're coming from a service like this. So, you know, if we look at permission again, permission is a reliable way to get people's attention and drive action. And email is still the most effective way. People still engage with email. It's often the first thing they do when they wake up or they get to work is check their email. It's where people do business, so they have to stay on top of it. So if you show up in their inbox, you're much more likely to get their attention and drive action. Now, a lot of people talk about, when they hear me talk about this, they often start to get this feeling that I'm like somehow this crusader for email, right? Trust me, if another tool comes along, I am all about strategy, as you've heard, and I will throw away tools quickly. I've used tools that seem to be working, and when they stop working, I'll throw them out. And when something other that works better than email comes along, trust me, I will throw away email quickly and move to that new thing. I am not a crusader for email. I make no money off of getting you to start an email list. And I'm just telling you what I've seen work over and over, year after year after year after year of doing this. Email lists by far continue to sell books better than anything else. And so, as I say in my book, this should be your number one goal, is to build an email list. If you can build an email list of readers, these are the people that are going to support your entire writing career. And what's really cool, and I'm kind of getting off topic, but I think this is important. When working with these big book launches that I've been on, there seem to be these kind of two models, right? So there's launch and pay, which is basically, I'm going to come out with a book and I'm going to hire a publicist to go out and like shake the bushes and get me on TV and get me covered in magazines and get me covered on blogs and make all of this stuff happen, right? So that way can work. I've seen that work really well. I've seen that put books on the New York Times bestseller list. The other way is to use your author platform to launch a book so that you sell directly to your fan base. So the problem with that first one, where you are hiring people to go out and do all of this publicity for you, you're not relying on your own author platform. You're relying on somebody else to like gin up, you know, this platform for you, is that every time you do it, it costs a lot of money. And then the next time you do it, so say you come out with a book and you do that and it works and it gets you on a bestseller list, it sells a bunch of books, and you come out with a new book in 2 years. The problem is, you're going to end up spending more money for less results as the media becomes more fractured, as people pay attention to, you know, less and less big media outlets and more of these small niche outlets. You're going to constantly be paying more money to get less results. And so what happens is that if you look at a graph over time, your platform actually goes down, right? Because you can't keep finding these readers. Where if you're building your own platform and you own the permission to stay in contact with your fans, what you see over time is it grows over time. So if you launch your book right now with 300 email subscribers and you use that launch to start building your platform and doing outreach and putting content out in the world, when you come out with your next book, maybe you have 2,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 email subscribers. Then when you come out with your next book, you have even more. So I'm in this position where when I came out with my first book, I had 1,200 subscribers. When I came out with my second book, I had 12,000 subscribers. And when my third book comes out later this year, I'm going to have over 50,000 subscribers. And so it keeps growing over time instead of going down over time. So that's why this is so important, is that I want you to not just be an author that came out with a book once. I want you to be a writer, somebody that's building a long-lasting career that has permission to stay in contact with their fans and can reliably sell books, so that you know before you write the first word of your next book that it's going to sell. It's a really good feeling. Okay, so back to email lists. I just want to do a quick primer on how to get started with email lists. So the first thing is, what platform should you use for this? What ELP, what email list provider should you use? So there's lots of them out there. There's MailChimp, there's Constant Contact, there's ActiveCampaign, there's Infusionsoft, there's Mad Mimi. There's like all these different ones. The one that I recommend you start with is ConvertKit. It's a great service. I've used a lot of different ELPs out there, and ConvertKit is my favorite. It blends ease of use with really great and powerful tools, and it's a platform that can grow with you. So as your email list gets bigger and you want to start trying new things with it, it has a lot of power that can help you do that without it being overwhelming. Because if you get into some of these like bigger things like Infusionsoft or Drip, and you're new to email lists or even like been using them a while, but don't want to get overwhelmed by it, they have like all of these things that are really overwhelming. So I find that ConvertKit is this great middle ground, super easy to use, stays out of your way, just lets you build an email list and email people, but it does have a lot of great features that allow you to grow with it. And also, I have a link, if you go to booklaunchshow.com to the show notes for this episode, you can see a link where you can get the first 30 days free. So you can sign up, get your email list set up, do a lot of the things I'm going to talk about in this episode, and you don't have to pay for it for the first 30 days, which is pretty nice. Okay, so let's say you go out, you sign up for an email list provider, sign up for ConvertKit. You log in and it's just kind of this empty thing, right? So how are you going to get people to actually sign up for your email list? This is where I want to back up and talk about the why. So what's your why? And you have to answer the question, what's in it for me? So why would anybody sign up for your email list? So the thing that I see that drives me absolutely crazy, and if you're doing this, please go fix this right now, is all the websites that I go to that just say, sign up for my updates or sign up for my newsletter. Why would I sign up for your newsletter? Why would I sign up for your updates? I don't care about you. I care about me. What's in it for me? Why should I sign up for your email list? So now, this does not mean that your email list sucks. You just have to give something really good for people to sign up. So let me give you some ideas. You can give away a copy of one of your books. So if you have a backlist, if you have several books out, say, hey, sign up right now for my email list and I'll immediately send you my best-selling book, The Truth About Why You Don't Like Your Day Job and What to Do About It, right? So now they know if they sign up for your email list, you're going to send them something really cool. You can also send them a PDF with tips, secrets, or insider information. Say something like, enter your email address below to download my free PDF, 8 Secrets to a Healthy, Sexier You. You can give away like a course or a walkthrough. You can say something like, where can I send you my free 30-day book marketing course? If you've done any interviews, you can give away maybe 2 or 3 interviews. You can say, hey, I've interviewed 3 of your favorite novelists. Where should I send the recordings and have the email list sign up right there? You can give away your short stories. You can partner with other authors and maybe give a bundle of like 2 books away, like a copy of one of your books and a copy of somebody else's book when people sign up for your email list. Whatever it is, you have to give somebody a really good reason to sign up for your email list, not just get my updates or sign up for my newsletter. Say, put your email address in and I'm going to immediately send you blank, something really, really cool. And trust me here, something is better than nothing. Even if you just like sit down over the next week and write a 1,000-word short story, put that up and say, hey, if you sign up now, you get my free short story title. That will get more people on your email list than if you just put sign up for my updates. So after you sign up for your email list, that's the first thing you got to think about. What's in it for the people signing up? What do they get when they sign up for my email list? All right. So the next thing is you actually have to get the email signups on your website. So you have to create forms and actually put them in your website. Now, if I tried to explain how to do that on this podcast, you would probably track me down and shoot me because it's way too technical than to try to just tell you over this podcast. So I've actually created a complete walkthrough with videos and everything of how to do this stuff to get your email list set up and actually get signups on your website. And all of that you can find in the show notes. So I link to it in the show notes at booklaunchshow.com. So if you are struggling with getting your email list set up and on your website, you can check that out. So you've signed up for ConvertKit. You've figured out what's in it for the people that are signing up for your email list. You followed my walkthrough on how to actually get signup forms on your website and on social media. Now, how do you actually get subscribers? So I talked earlier in earlier episodes about these kind of benchmarks, right? So if I can sell 100 books, if I can sell 500 books, if I can sell 1,000 books, if you're just starting out, getting your email list set up, and you're starting with 0 subscribers or maybe 1 subscriber because you subscribed, how do you get those first 100 subscribers? So I'm going to tell you something. You're probably not going to like it, but I think you should do it anyway. So I have 5 ways to get started building your email list. But the main way is you want to individually invite people. That's step 1. You want to individually invite people. The first 100 people that sign up for your email list should be either 1, you've individually invited them, or 2, after they sign up, you reach out to them and personally thank them for signing up for your email list. This does a couple things really important. One is it gets you comfortable inviting people onto your email list. So many times we use the internet as this kind of layer between us and people. And so we think, okay, I'm just going to put stuff online because then I don't have to personally deal with the fact that I'm asking people to buy my book or sign up for my email list or whatever. Like, you need to be comfortable If somebody's standing in front of you and you're talking about your book and they say, hey, how can I hear more about what you're doing? You can say, oh, well, you should sign up for my email list. If any of you listening have ever heard me on a podcast, if you've read anything I've written, if you've met me in person and asked for my advice, I have probably told you to sign up for my email list, because I know that if you sign up for my email list, I'm going to send you some really great stuff. It's going to be super helpful. And the way that I got comfortable is early on, I individually invited people to my email list, and people that signed up, I individually emailed them and thanked them for signing up for my email list. The other thing that it does is it allows you to kind of build this core group of people that you are directly connected to. So as your email list grows, it's going to be harder and harder to stay in contact with people and treat them as one-on-one people. So like I said, by the end of this year, I'm going to have 50,000 people on my email list, and I can't have one-on-one conversations and relationships with 50,000 people. It's just impossible. But early on, when my email list had 10 people and 100 people and 200 people, I knew all of them individually. I emailed them all individually. I would ask for their advice. These are the people that I went back to. And if I needed something, I'd say, hey, what do you think about this? It allowed me to establish those personal relationships with people early on. So I think you should individually invite people. And as people signed up individually, thank them for being a part of your work. So that's number one. Number two, invite your social media following. Like I said, the people on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, these are not people that are going, you're going to easily get them to engage with you and buy your book in the future. So let's try to get them on your email list. So you should post on Twitter, post on Facebook, say, hey, I'm giving away these three short stories. If you'd like copies of them, just sign up for my email list here, right? So start trying to convert the social media following you do have into email subscribers, because that's where you'll create that long-lasting connection. The other thing that you can do, and I did this for a very long time, was add it to your email signature. So you know how in most email programs you can go in and like put your name and like links underneath your name that are automatically put into every email you send. Every like major email software, Gmail, whatever that you use, allows you to do this. And you should just put in there and say, hey, check out my email list. I'd love to send you my free 30-day book marketing course, right? And you can just automatically put that in the bottom of every email. So that's number three. Number four, make it the number one thing on your website. So if you've gone through my my tutorial, you've already seen this, but make sure that it is the number one thing on your website. Just like it should be your number one thing to build your email list, that should transfer over to your website as well. If I go to your website, it should be the main thing you're asking me to do. If you go to my website, booklaunch.com, you will see, if you look at it with these eyes, you'll see the number one thing I want you to do is sign up for my email list. All right. Number five, ask new subscribers to share. So as you're individually emailing each of these first 100 subscribers, thanking them for signing up, ask for their feedback, and then ask them to share your free giveaway invitation with their friends. Ask them to put on social media. Ask them to invite their friends. Ask them if there's anybody else you should reach out to. These are already your fans. It allows you to connect with even more people. Okay, so that's email list. If you have been struggling with whether to get an email list signed up, who you should sign up, all that different stuff, hopefully this has helped you. Again, if you're getting started with this, you can go to booklaunchshow.com to the show notes for this episode and see links of how to get all this set up and to get that free 30 days with ConvertKit. So I just want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Book Launch Show. For all the past episodes, all the past show notes, or to connect with me, you can do that at booklaunchshow.com. I have dozens of free book marketing resources and articles that you can access at my website, booklaunch.com. And if you want to support the show, you can do that by telling another author about the show and by visiting us on iTunes and leaving a rating and review. Thanks for subscribing and being a part of our work here at booklaunch.com. We will see you next time.